Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Up first, when it comes to borrowing his son's AirPods, he should have never been allowed. He walked around the store not knowing how to use them, so the music blared loud from his phone. It's producer Eddie. There he is. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead, Eddie. What you got?
Bobby, your birthday's coming up, and I need you to do one thing for all of us, please.
For my birthday, I need to do something?
Please, for us.
This sounds like...
I'm asking for everyone in this room.
Okay.
You are impossible to buy for. I need you from this day on, till your birthday, don't buy yourself anything. Nothing. You wake up, you'd be like, oh, man, I need underwear. Don't buy it! Don't buy the underwear.
But...
What is that going to solve for you?
What makes you think that you're going to pick underwear? What I'm going to buy?
Just, it'll increase our chances. Like, because it's impossible. Every year, I'm like, ooh, I want to get Bobby this. Guess what? He already bought himself one.
You know how you solve that?
How?
Another Uber Eats gift card.
Yep.
Stop it. I knew you were going to bring that up.
That's funny.
Did you ever use that gift card?
Dude, I never found it. Somebody stole it. I put it in the thing in the kitchen. Somebody stole it out of there.
So somebody came into your house and stole your...
I think just walked away, actually. I think it grew legs and walked away.
This is ridiculous.
I'm being honest.
Look, I have an idea what I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Just don't buy anything.
You can't say don't buy anything.
Please, I'm asking you to.
Hey, are you hungry? Don't eat.
I will do my best to not buy anything recreational.
Are you actually putting some thought into this gift this year?
Of course. That's why I've already thought about it. I've already ordered it. But if you buy it between now and then, I'm in trouble.
I don't think I would, though.
You're going to be like, great. I just bought myself this thing.
Okay. But I'm not that hard to shop for, I don't think.
Amy?
Yes, you are. Huh? But you absolutely are.
Because when you want something, guess
what?
You just buy it.
He buys it.
Hey, as long as it comes from the heart, make me a macaroni, face on a plate or something,
You got it.
Yeah. A listener asked him to sing at her wedding, and if he accepts, she'll probably be regretting it. Here's Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
I just want to give a shout out to Morgan number 2. Shout out, Morgan. Because she got me banned from Twitter. Because she's had a social media, and I get this thing. I go to log into Twitter, and it's like... You need to turn off two-way authentication or you'll be banned from Twitter. And I'm like, well, this seems like a scam alert. So I text the head of our digital, Morgan number 2. Hey, do I need to do this or is this like a scam thing? 24 hours goes by, nothing. 36 hours. Oh, I'm just seeing this. Sorry. Yeah, you need to. Too late. They already banned me. So I got.
Did they ban you because you didn't pay for Twitter Blue and you kept authentication on, which they were saying, and then
I don't know what the thing was. I sent her a screenshot of it. And I was
Morgan,
like,
what's your story?
Well, he texted me on a Saturday, so these are technically not my genuine working hours. The one day that I have off, you texted me, so I did not see it until Sunday. And when I did text you back, I told you what was up and said, hey, turn this off and I'll help you tomorrow. I can't tell you over the phone.
Right, but by the time she got back to me, I tried to go on Twitter and said, I'm not allowed on Twitter. So
you don't take any personal responsibility at all?
No, because I don't know anything about Twitter. But she's our social media
person.
She's
social media for the show account and for anything that...
That has to do with social media.
No, that's your personal account.
Yeah, and I hit her up with a social media question, our social media director.
Okay, never mind.
And she read what it said on there. And
are
it,
you still
yeah,
told
you.
I'm emailing with Twitter trying to get it back.
Elon@twitter.com. Hit you up.
Man, it was just a headache. So thanks, Morgan number two. Shout out.
All right, moving on. She recently shared some personal news, and it's been a while since she hit snooze. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So my son, he's 12 years old, Stevenson, and he has started to make just-in-case bags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and these are, you know, in case of an emergency, and he needs to be ready in a jiffy, he says. And he said putting one together is easy-peasy lemon-squeezy.
What does he have in there? A flashlight, I'm assuming?
Flashlight, Bible, camera, three backup chargers for all electronics, a rope, just in case, totally, because you never know. And then a bag of cereal.
That cereal would last no time if it were like just in case. First thing I do is eat the cereal and then just be hungry. But good for him. It makes him feel comfortable. I used to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I created a bird flu closet. I've done bunker stuff. Whatever. Mostly it's if you don't feel naturally secure or traditionally cared for, not talking about you specifically, but if you come from an orphanage, you probably want to have backup plans all the time. And so that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's prepared. I'm sure his...
You know you're going to steal it from him if the world ends. Amy's going to be like, I got me a bag, go!
Well, I think his goods will evolve over time. Like, probably beef jerky.
Gun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, Amy.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's with his friends around microphones, and they're not allowed to be on their phones. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Clap, 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 clap. Thank you. I feel like you guys don't clap for me as passionately as I clap for you, but whatever.
I started clapping, no one
was. That was me.
So, as you know, we mentioned... We were nominated for the ACM Award for National Show.
Woohoo!
And it's great, and we're very honored. However, I read through the official names that they put down, because this is what goes on the trophy if we win. We've been lucky enough to win this four or five times. It's been awesome. I want to read you the people up for it. Which, by the way, everybody else that's up for an award has like one name or like the name of the show. Ours is like seven lines long. So, Bobby Bones. Amy, Lunchbox, yep. Producer Eddie, Morgan, Scuba Steve, Mike D, Abby, Pitts. And then it's Kevin and Lauren in one.
Oh.
And then for the closer, simply SZN.
SZN.
Yeah! No Ray, no Raymundo, which is his fake name. The only name is SZN.
They took the bait.
I can't tell you how happy I was when I saw that.
It doesn't say Ray. Ray Slater. It says SZN.
That's great. That's great.
Like, who started SZN?
He did.
Yeah.
He's just like, it's the SZN of Raymundo.
Okay.
But now he just goes by SZN on the official AC. They should not let us win just for that.
And also, so his trophy would say SZN?
Yeah, that's all it would say. SZN, SZN.
Yeah!
And then again... Just a quick thing, Kevin and Lauren, who work on the show now, they're one. Do they split a trophy? Because it's just Kevin and Lauren.
Wow.
That email, it looks all weird. But no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, SZN, I hope we win just so you get your own SZN trophy.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Oh, yes. Does Scuba Steve have an update on my broken CMA?
Right here next to me.
Well, I know, but...
Oh, yeah.
Different award.
Yeah, I haven't had time to get on it, but it's going to cost me about, I think, $500 to $700 to get it fixed.
No.
Why would you have to pay that?
Because I'm the one that dropped it. It's my fault.
Oh, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you
I would
to
just
pay
say,
that.
Nope, they reached out, so they can't fix it.
Yeah. That's what it would be for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't expect you to fix it. I'll super glue it.
We should super glue. That's great.
You try that, yeah.
I have another one to super glue, too.
So. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones, big podcast listener. My question is, how do you pronounce Kenny Chesney's last name? I've been a huge fan of Kenny for over 20 years. I've seen him at concert many times. When I hear Chesney pronounced on radio shows or awards, it's pronounced Chesney, but I feel like he pronounces it Chesney. Even you all pronounce it with a Z. Is there any way you could clear it up for me? Maybe you could call him and get it straight from him. Thank you so much. Signed, Chesney fan, no matter how you pronounce it. Obviously, I say Chesney. Oh, man, now I'm confused.
Yeah, you say both.
I even stumbled in it because I started to go, how Chesney? Do I say it? Chesney. I say Chesney.
Yeah, Z.
Chesney. I don't know if that's right, though. Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, you say
no,
Chesney.
No, Amy, you don't say it like
Chesney.
That.
Chesney.
She does say Chesney. She says it weird. That may be the right way, though. Yeah,
I could probably do both. That's how I am. I say pajama and pajama. I don't know why.
So you say Chesney more than not.
Okay.
I say Chesney, which I think is wrong.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds right to me. Chest, there's no T in it.
No. She didn't say Chesney. She says
like chess, the game.
Chesney.
How do you say it?
Chesney.
Then I'm probably wrong.
Why? Because I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Man, that's not fair.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Chesney.
Oh, God, I'm wrong.
Why? Oh, because what you say the way I say it is wrong. Dang it.
That's how I say it, too. Here's Kenny saying it himself.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
That's how Amy says it.
Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
I can't do that. I've been saying it that way too long.
Here's another one.
Hey, everybody, it's Kenny Chesney saying Happy National Rum Day.
Chesney. He says Chesney.
Oh, man.
Chesney.
But I'm still with Chesney.
Yeah, we're going to stay
there.
Yeah, you know what? Chad Kroeger, still Chad Kroeger. I'm not calling him Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. Chad Kroeger, only because I've always said it that way. That is not a reason to keep doing it. Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, let's make an effort and change
Chesney.
It.
Kenny Chesney.
Chesney.
Oh, I don't like how that falls off the tongue there.
It doesn't roll.
Chesney. I like, listen to this. Chesney.
Hey.
Okay, well, it looks like it's Chesney.
Man, that sounds
that
weird.
That sounds weird. But he says that's his own name. Here it is.
Hey, everybody, it's Kenny Chesney saying Happy National Rum Day.
Kenny Chesney. Mm. There's your answer. You taught us something, too. Thank you for emailing.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for some really fun facts, things you may not have known, that the show has been, you guys have been tasked with bringing something that's so fun and so interesting, we want to talk about it. And if you ever say one and we don't talk about it, that means we thought it was a bad one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
I'll go first. Everybody's heard of SEAL Team 6?
Yes.
Right? Heroes.
Yeah.
SEAL Team 6 got its name to confuse the Soviet Union. Do you know how?
No.
What is confusing about SEAL Team 6?
SEAL Team 6. A lot of S's.
A lot of
S's.
Oh, you think like the alliteration, then they fall down? There were only two Navy SEAL teams when it was established in 1979, but the Pentagon wanted Soviet intelligence to think there were more than two, so they named them SEAL Team 6.
Sneaky.
So then they must have been like, there must be six teams instead of four. It's supposed to be...
No, I got you. Yeah, it's not bad.
If he died, There must be six teams instead of four.
So the guy from Rocky is in...
He talked all Soviet like that. All right, Amy, go.
Prior to mating, male giraffes headbutt females in the bladder... So that it'll make them pee.
Are you sure that's what they're doing?
And then they can tell by their pee if they're ovulating, and they're like, yes, I'm going to make a baby giraffe today.
That is legit.
Is it?
That means they don't do that for enjoyment. It means they're just literally just doing it
to reproduce.
Wow.
Oh, that's not as legit.
And how do they get their head all the way down there?
Yeah, their neck has to go all the way down.
They can turn their head. Oh, man.
But the bladder is not that low. The legs are long.
But their legs aren't as long as their neck.
Yeah, the neck's the long part.
Yeah, like I never seen a giraffe's head all the way on the ground. Have you?
No.
I've never seen a giraffe headbutt the butt of another giraffe.
Uh-uh. I'd like to see that, though.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie.
Okay, so you all know Fergie, right, from Black Eyed Peas?
Big girls don't cry.
Yeah.
We can keep on
dating. Yeah. This is crazy. So back in the 80s, she was the voice of Sally, Charlie Brown's sister on the cartoons. Play that.
How can he support a wife? Time.
That's Fergie.
I didn't know that.
Like, we watched all these cartoons, you know, when we were like kids in the 80s, and like was Fergie doing the voice of that. Unbelievable.
Lunchbox?
Did you know urine is 95% water, and so it can be a good source to drink? And that's why astronauts use the pee, and they put it through a water recycling thing, and then they drink their urine. And the Russians, they don't do that. They put it in bags. And at the International Space Station, they hand it over to the U.S. The U.S. runs it through their little and lets them, cleans it for them. Ah! So when
we clean it and give it back?
Yeah, we clean
I'd
it.
Okay. I'd trick them.
You would?
Yeah, I wouldn't clean
but
it.
But how crazy is that they have
I'd be like, hey, SEAL Team 7, and here's some urine that I've cleaned. Wink, wink.
But they have a water recovery system that they put it through so they can drink their urine.
Oh! That sounds gross.
Well, that's like if you're ever stranded somewhere, can't you use your urine for hydration?
Or a stoplight that won't turn. Wait, what?
What?
What's that?
Wait, what? That long?
I mean, that takes guts. That takes guts to trust that machine that it's cleaning my pee.
I bet you could run your pee through your water bottle.
I thought about it.
Oh, if you would do
please
that.
Please do it.
Oh, my God.
Please do it.
The greatest segment in the history of the show.
Why have we not thought of this?
Would be you peeing in your jug that you claim makes all water clean and then drinking it.
Yeah, just by pressing one button.
Yeah, the LARP.
With blue light.
It kills 90. Look, I did the blue light right now. It's going. Can you see the blue light?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what's that jug do?
It kills 99.9% of the germs. It's a water purification.
What? Oh, no, it's not. What did you say?
A water purification?
What do you call that? Purification?
Purification?
Purification.
Purification?
Purification.
Yeah, you made it pure.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Lark water bottle. Let me email them and see if I can pee in my bottle and it'll be good.
Hey, can I read you something about the Lark water bottle? Which, how often do you clean yours?
No, you don't have to clean it. It kills 99.9.
No. But how often do you clean it?
Like, what do you mean? You don't put it in
the
dishwasher.
So is the answer never?
Yeah, you don't have to.
How long? No, just listen. How long has it been since you've cleaned it?
I mean,
how long have you had it in here?
Year and a half?
Yeah.
The Lark bottle is designed as a self-cleaning bottle for water.
Boom! Seems self-cleaning. Don't
need to clean. The maker does not recommend it for tea or coffee. Hand wash it after each use with warm soapy water.
Oh, no.
Each use?
Because it doesn't... It can still get gross inside of it. You have to clean it, but it does that to the water, not the itself.
But Lunchbox is right, though. I would assume if it's self-cleaning, you hit the button and it cleans itself.
Right.
I think it's cleaning of the water more than it's cleaning of the bottle.
Oh, it's been a year and a half.
That's interesting.
It does say...
Plot twist.
It says, even though the bottle cleans the water and self-cleaning, we have to wash it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feeling sick?
How often do you charge it?
Whenever it dies.
Well, duh. Minimally, it says wash it every time you charge the bottle cap.
Oh. But that charge lasts a long time, man.
A year and a half, maybe?
No, I've charged it since then.
Why do you keep turning the button?
It's cool to see the blue light go.
Yeah. Now you're worrying him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So that's something new.
Dude, pee in it.
Let me, can
please,
I?
Please.
I'm going to Google, can I pee?
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Prom is a big deal, right? I mean, you save up for your dress, overrated. Your tux.
Nobody wanted to go with me. It's a whole situation, but yeah, I hear you.
After the fact, you're like, okay, yeah, overrated. But when you're in it, it's a big deal. And this girl, Elise Monroe, had been saving up her money. She had her eye on a dress from Juicy Body.
I go there too. Yeah, I'm familiar with the story.
Juicy Body Goddess Boutique.
Wow. That's a hard thing to say. Juicy Body Goddess.
In Charlotte, North Carolina. And the problem is, she loved this purple dress, and it was $700. Mm. She was shocked to see that price.
She didn't know how much it was.
Yeah, she'd been saving up, but she had no idea that it was that much. And they drove 6 hours to get it. And so what is cool is that she was given a hookup for the dress because they realized, like, oh, man, she really is liking this. So we're going to go ahead and just give it to her.
So she drove all that way.
Yeah, it's free.
Wow. They didn't even charge her the money that she had saved up.
Right.
Juicy Body Goddess. They really got it going over there.
Okay.
Yeah, she was shocked.
Oh, what do they call it? JBG. Because Juicy Body Goddess is quite a lot to say for the name of a store.
Yeah, this was all posted to TikTok of the touching moment where the person at the register was like, yeah, this is on us. And it's gotten 14 million views.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's viral. Lunchbox, when's the last time you went viral?
Man, it's been a few months.
Has it? Since what?
Since Jelly Roll.
Yeah, but that wasn't you. Was that your account?
No.
Right.
Okay, well...
Was I in the video?
But were you the star of the video that made it go viral?
No, I don't think I mean...
Jelly Roll.
It was more Jelly Roll, I think.
And then the
fact that his wife put it on her account and didn't even tag me.
Oh, you weren't even tagged in it.
That really hurt.
Dang. Well, Amy, Juicy Body Goddess.
Well, he's not going to like this part either. Since that went viral, people have made donations to the store so that they can hand out tons of prom dresses.
That's a great story.
And it's up to $12,000.
That's a great story. Well, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for easy trivia and to get everyone's attention.
Oh, we're up.
See?
We're ready.
Let's get up. Let's focus. The easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. The first round of questions, nobody goes home. How many inches are in a ruler, Amy?
12.
Good. Lunchbox, how many ounces are in a normal can of soda?
12, I guess.
Correct. Eddie, what's the square root of 144?
I mean, everyone's saying 12, so let's just go with 12.
That's correct. Morgan, how many days of Christmas are there in the famous song, The Blank Days of Christmas?
12.
Good. See, that's it.
That was easy.
Now, if you missed a question, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Eddie has 4 points. One more point, he's the champ again.
Defending champ.
Yeah, he's wearing the tiara.
I think I'm always the champ.
No, I was the champ last season.
I don't remember that.
Here we go. Don't miss a question. Eddie, we start with you.
Come on.
Country music nicknames. Who is known as Bocephus?
That is Hank Jr.
Correct.
Oh, that's hard.
Morgan, who is known as the Man in Black?
Johnny Cash.
Correct. Amy, who is the coal miner's daughter?
Loretta Lynn.
Correct. Lunchbox, who is Shotgun Willie?
Willie Nelson.
Good. Oh. Everybody's in.
He's stressed about
that. I would have gotten none of those right.
Famous toys. Eddie.
Yeah.
A toy consisting of a flexible spring that can be made to somersault down steps.
Yeah, that's a slinky.
That is correct. The Tickle Me version of what Sesame Street character was the It toy in 1996?
Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo.
Correct. Amy, a fashion doll representing a conventionally attractive young woman that can be dressed in a large variety of fashionable clothes.
Barbie.
Correct. In toys, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
An American brand of scale model cars introduced by Mattel in 1968.
Hot Wheels.
Correct.
Boom.
Everybody moves on.
Yeah.
Round three of easy trivia. 90s TV show Last Names.
Oh.
Eddie.
Yeah.
What's the name of the family on Home Improvement?
Tim the Toolman. Taylor. Taylor.
Correct. Morgan, what's the last name of the family on Full House?
The Tanners.
Good. Amy, what's the last name of the family on Family Matters?
The Winslows.
Correct.
Wow.
Lunchbox, what's the last name of the family on Roseanne?
Uh-oh.
Connor.
Correct.
Man, that's tough, man.
Famous musician nicknames. You have a little less time to answer your question. Question number one. Eddie, who's known as the boss?
That is Bruce Springsteen.
Correct. Morgan, who's known as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley?
Correct. Amy, who's known as the king of pop?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Lunchbox, who's known as the piano man?
Elton John.
That's incorrect. Correct too. It is not Elton John.
He plays the piano.
But he's not the piano man.
He sings Piano Man.
And as a matter of fact, he doesn't even have a song called Piano Man.
Oh.
That is Billy Joel. Lunchbox, you're boned.
I'm just ready for this season to be over. It wasn't my best season.
Yeah. See you, dude.
Eddie, I hope he wins so I can just have a fresh start.
Lunchbox is eliminated.
He's never gone for me before. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm just ready. I need to
refocus. Next category. Fictional siblings. Three people remain. Eddie, you're up. Brennan and Dale are step-siblings in what 2008 comedy movie?
Brennan and Dale? Let's go with step-brothers.
Correct.
Oh, that was a total guess.
Morgan, Marsha and Jan are sisters from what famous sitcom?
The Brady Bunch?
Correct. Oh. Amy, Elsa and Anna are sisters in what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Correct. The category is roses. On what TV show does the main person give roses to contestants for whom he wants to stick around for the next episode? Eddie.
That's The Bachelor.
Correct. Two Dozen Roses is a song by what country band, Morgan?
Two Dozen Roses. From a country, band Perry?
Incorrect.
Stop!
If I had two dozen roses,
that would be
Shenandoah?
Shenandoah, yeah. Man. That's correct.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man,
I panicked.
Amy. It's just Amy and Eddie.
Come on. Usually is.
Amy, what's the name of the annual American College Football Bowl game? Usually played in January and passing to California.
The Rose Bowl.
Correct.
It's roses, Amy.
Okay.
Two are left.
Come on, come on.
Famous 90s movies. You'll just get two questions in this category. Eddie, what's the name of the Robin Williams film where he dresses up as an elderly British nanny?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the kids' movie starring Michael Jordan and Looney Tunes characters?
No.
You got to guess. You got to guess.
Time.
Oh, no.
Space Jam.
Wait, was that it?
Oh, that's it. Never,
I won like that?
I've never seen that.
Wait, I won the championship like that?
That's it.
Oh, wins.
He's the champion.
This is like nobody watching the Super Bowl and I won. Like the lowest viewers ever.
Why?
Like Amy, like that's crazy. Like I just got one answer and then Amy couldn't get that. I felt like that was easy.
Yeah, because you probably watched Space Jam. I didn't. Miss Doubtfire was easy to meet.
Okay, hey, you know what? I'll take it.
You are the champion.
I'll take it. Wow.
Champion. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Andy is the champion again.
Easy trivia champion.
Easy trivia. Wow. Now, Eddie,
yeah.
Since you won,
mm-hmm.
you get to eliminate someone from the next round, and someone will come in to play the next round. Abby comes in. What, Amy, excuse me?
Nothing.
Abby.
What are you saying, Amy?
Abby will enter the next round of Easy Trivia. But in order that, since you're the champion, you get to eliminate either Amy, Lunchbox, or Morgan.
Interesting. So Abby is coming in. So I think that it's just obvious that I should replace Abby with Lunchbox. So Lunchbox out, Abby in.
You heard it from the champ.
Let's go! There he is. Wow. Wow. Let's go. Hey, dude, you wanted me to win, too. No. Why is he so quiet?
Well, I mean, I don't know where we make up these rules. I mean, that was not a rule, but whatever.
Well, none of that was a rule. I made up the bone. You get bone sounder. Okay. I made up the tiara.
Wow, we replaced.
Abby will be in the next season.
Yeah.
Lunchbox will not. Eddie, you are the champion.
So, Bones, if Abby wins,
she can eliminate.
Winning.
She'll eliminate whoever she wants. And Lunchbox is back in.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, he's back in regardless
right.
next time.
That's what I was checking.
All right. There's our champion, Eddie,
yeah!
everybody. All right. Easy trivia. Do you let your kids climb trees, Eddie?
Yes.
Amy?
No, they don't really want to.
Not interested?
No.
If they did, would you let them?
Yeah, I mean, I climbed trees when I was a kid.
Well, you also probably rode and sat on the middle console with no seatbelt 60 miles an hour.
That's
too.
True.
Oh, yeah, I definitely took naps on the floorboard in the car from Texas to Alabama, 100%.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything we used to do probably ain't good. You think it's okay, according to these, you know, experts on childhood behavior and injury, that we let kids climb trees?
Well, yeah, I'm not banking on the fact they don't fall out and get hurt because I think it's probably like an accomplishment for them. If they climb and they get to the top.
Yeah, but can you bank on that?
I said I tried to.
Okay.
Yeah, man, they're safe. I mean, what's wrong with them climbing trees?
How high can they really go?
Really? And then if they get too high, they're always like, Dad, help me.
Child development specialists say it's actually great for them.
Yeah!
We're good parents.
The test.
Climbing a tree when young makes you more ambitious, adventurous, and builds confidence.
There we go.
Well, that's why I do it.
Until you fall, and then you're like, I never want to do that again. I never want to try anything again. Ouch.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, April 2nd, you're going to be what, 43?
28.
Oh, yeah,
done. Okay.
Most adults around 40 say they don't even have a handle on the whole adulting thing.
Oh, I rock it. Well, like 60% of it, I'm A+. My emotional intelligence in relationships, that's 13.
Sure, you're delayed on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've sacrificed a lot, but also I didn't have any models, like as in a relationship I saw with parents or so that is stunted. It's like
a child smoking
cigarettes stunts his growth. I'm basically that in that part of my life. So, but in the other parts, like Hard Knock Life, maybe I'm 85.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm awkward.
Well, there's specific life skills that make you quote unquote an adult.
Let's go. I got them all. Let's go.
Car stuff. Could you change your oil if you had to?
Yes.
Change a tire?
Yes.
Jump start a
That's
car.
That's all I can do. Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh.
I just jump. Yes. We just jump start a car.
Can you tie a tie?
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. sewing a hole in clothes or sewing on a button. You can?
Oh, yeah, I can sew. Yeah. Not a sewing machine, but I can sew with my fingers.
Change a diaper?
No. God, no.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably look it on YouTube. I've never changed a diaper.
Ugh. It's
Ever?
Easy.
It's really disgusting. Easy.
But I'm saying this is one of those where I'm not in that personal part. I don't have it as much. So no, I've never changed a diaper.
Filing your taxes.
Yeah, give it to the person that files taxes.
That's easy.
What do you mean say about that? That's the easy one, yeah.
20% of people are like, yeah, I have no idea how taxes work.
I know how taxes work.
I'm just saying that's
But I don't know how to file them.
The article
I know
says.
How to drive down the road and go, here you go. But yes,
right.
I'd probably score like a 96 on the adulting scale.
Final two, use a barbecue grill.
Yeah, but I do that by calling Eddie. I know how to do it, but if people are coming over and it wants to be, it's really good, I just call Eddie and he'll cook and we'll all eat together. But yes, I can barbecue.
Iron something.
No problem.
Oh,
really? No, I steam it too. What do you want? You mean iron or steam?
Dang.
That's single guy stuff.
Steaming's easy. Relax.
But steaming's
the
also
hard one.
Better.
Is it?
Yeah, steaming, it's better. It looks better.
Yeah, steaming's nice.
Yeah, hey, Eddie, us adults know.
It's way easier.
All right, what else?
Okay, so security experts have shared the three things we need to be looking out for in our email or our text messages. Like, it's three companies that scammers are really using to target people.
Go ahead. I bet it's Amazon. One of them's got to be Amazon.
It's not in the top three from this what? Security, but
all of mine are Amazon.
Same.
Unless it's really Amazon, and I'd have a bunch of packages I've never picked up. Go ahead.
Okay, Costco is a text version where they'll send someone a thing that says, hey, you want a free iPhone 14. You can claim it if you click on the link in this message. Don't click on it. You haven't won anything.
I would never click on something that I won. That being said, our company did a thing where everybody won $100 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all claimed it, but you didn't.
Yeah but it was real. But it was real.
Yeah.
That one was real.
Companies should never give away things in email or a text because we're trained to not click on it.
Yes. They've been screwing with us for weeks and months. They keep saying, oh, yeah, click on this. Don't click on that. And it's like, I don't click on anything anymore.
Also, I'm not a Costco member, so I wouldn't believe that one anyway.
Oh, I am. I might fall for it. Walmart, we all go there. It's dangerous because this text message says, hey, we're trying to confirm if this delivery is for you. It's stuck. And if you want it, like, we need you to click this link and fill some stuff out.
I don't really get delivery from Walmart. Only occasionally, but we go to Walmart, but we don't get delivered from Walmart. If we're getting delivered, it's mostly Amazon. That's why I could get got there. Or Netflix sends me a lot of, it's not really Netflix, but I get a lot from them going, your subscription's about to be, yeah. Oh God. I mean, so that's a close one too. What else?
And the final scam alert would be Tinder. It says.
What if I was like, yeah, I still get them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, what?
They get me all the time.
This one is an email and it says, someone matched with you and it totally looks legitimate. And if you want to find out who matched with you, you have to click here.
That's good. Because if you're single and desperate, you'll click it. Like back in the day, they would send you want to go, not on Tinder, but like MySpace or Facebook or whatever. Would be like, hey, is this you on TV?
Oh, I remember like, that
like, oh,
one.
God, is it? And you go, yes. I think Lunchbox fell for that one. I think he clicked into that one.
I click on him. Listen, if it says click, I click. And now I don't click anything. You guys have scared me to death. I'm on TV. I'm on the news. Oh, yes, yes. No, I'm not.
You're never on TV or the news.
Every once in a while.
If you're having a baby and you're struggling with baby names, well, look no further than Taylor Swift songs, because apparently she's got really good name drops in her songs that a lot of people are using, like Scarlet, Summer, Daisy May, Sapphire, Karma, Lavender.
Aren't those just words more than names?
Rain.
The lyrics. Dog. Ran.
I'm laughing at one of the names that made this list of words from a Taylor Swift song, and it's Ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah, weird.
Tim, McGraw. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Cornelia's also on the list.
Cornelia's a good name.
Yeah.
Corny for sure, right?
Yeah, cornball. I like Cornelia's though. Okay, what else?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
You know what they say? 5K a day keeps the doctor away.
Is that what they say?
I've never heard that.
Not once. Like, I've heard a lot of things.
And I've not been doing that.
Yeah.
Well, the pandemic hit, you know, a couple years ago. An 80-year-old Maydeen Erb was like, man, I'm not going to let this panic keep me down, Sonny. I'm going to start doing a 5K a day, walking or running. And she's now done it 1,000 days in a row.
Wait, she's literally walked or run a 5K for 1,000 days.
1,000 days straight. That's hadn't a missed lot. A day.
Do the math here. How many days in a year?
365.
Good.
Five. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
You five short there?
I forgot about that five, yeah.
And so that's basically almost three years of every day of walking.
But what if it's like snowing?
What if she gets sick?
It's raining outside, right? You're sick?
Hey, maybe she has a treadmill.
Rain or shine, got to do it. A 5K a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh.
And she said she does have some knee problems every once in a while, but she powers through it. And she says, I got a 4-year-old grandson, and if I want to be able to run around and pick him up, 5K a day.
No excuse. As opposed to the other day, I was like, Eddie, we're working out. You want to come up? He goes, I'm drinking at the bar. And that's an excuse.
Oh. Yes.
Yes, that's the opposite of her.
I was going to do a whole month straight, but I was at the bar that day.
I said, Eddie, we're going at 4:30, a little later than normal, so it should be easier on you. Two drinks in at the bar. Probably not going to make it. You should listen to her. Her name again?
Her name is Maydeen Erb.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, he said it like that twice.
Oh, Maydeen.
All right, that's a great story.
She's from Oklahoma, too.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network,
iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.